Well, hello everyone. We're here with Marty Mulligan, my favorite Shanachie from Mullingar in the Midlands of Ireland. How are we, Marty?
Well, I'm the only Shanachie from Mullingar in the middle of Ireland, so that's probably why I'm your favorite.
That's great.
Well, I'm very good, Ted. Thanks.
Yeah, Marty, great. It's grand. I think we've talked a couple of times. You know, you've talked about having very special tours for Ireland, to getting back to the roots, to seeing the real Ireland, and I think you're just getting ready to launch Ancient Ireland Tourism. So tell us a little bit about that.
I will. Ancient Ireland Tourism, I'm lucky enough and privileged to work at the Sacred Centre of Ireland, which is the Hill of Usna, and it is now on the tentative list to be a World Heritage Site. So I've been taking people there for the past 3 years now, and noticing over the years more and more American people coming to Ireland with an Irish connection and want to connect with the real Ireland, the real, not just off the beaten path Ireland, but the real hidden Ireland, where we get to meet the people and go to the places, not the typical places that you might associate with your trip to Ireland. But we like to think that Ancient Ireland Tourism will not just take you to the ancient sites, but we get to meet the real people as well. Quite different.
Well, you mentioned the Hill of Usna, and I think that's probably where we first ran into each other. But the Usna is really central to all of this, isn't it? Because this is where Ireland got her name from.
Well, that's right. It's the resting place of the goddess Eru in Ireland. Era, the name, comes from this site, from the association with the goddess Eru. That's how Ireland was named, Era. It's also the resting place of the sun god Lu, but its location is in the exact centre of Ireland. And we know that for the thousands of years that people have been coming to Ireland, people would have made a pilgrimage as such to the Hill of Usna in the centre of Ireland. From there, you can see almost all of Ireland. And from there, then, you would find your direction. You'd centre yourself, and then from there, we go in the different directions, visiting all of Ireland, but spanning it out from the centre of Ireland.
Yeah, and Usna was also where they lit the fires on Beltane.
Right? Said to be the place that the very first fires in Ireland were ever lit, and from that all fires were lit. So it is the ancient sacred site. Most people, when they think of the ancient sites or the sacred sites, royal sites, will think of Tara, and most people will visit Tara. But it's said that Usna and Tara were twinned, that Usna actually predates Tara. But the thing about the main difference, I suppose, between the places are the fact that Usna is privately owned. So it is not accessible to everyone, but with Ancient Ireland Tourism, we have full rights to Usna and other places similar to Usna.
So the thing with Usna, though, that I found, and the tie into the Beltane fires, is that when they would light those fires, right, they'd turn all of Ireland dark, and then they'd light the two concentric rings. So if you looked at it from space, it was almost like Eru's eye. So how does that interplay with Ancient Ireland Tourism and all of these sacred sites? How are they all connected to Usna?
It's funny because they are very much connected. When you think of Newgrange, Newgrange's direct connection. Loch Crew is another ancient site which predates Newgrange, another direct connection. And the connection is that they are all part of a map as such, which is based on a calendar. And the calendar is based on the astronomical year. And this calendar explained to Ireland and the people 5,000 years ago how to work with the seasons and understand the rotation of the Earth, and based on the lunar movements also. So it's the one true calendar. From there, the sites were marked so as at each different time of the year, each section of the year, each season as such, is marked at a specific site. Now, Usna marks Beltane. Beltane brings in the summer. Beltane is our summer season. Newgrange marks midwinter. Loch Crew marks the spring and autumn equinox. Loch Gur down in Limerick will mark midsummer. Carrockeel in Sligo will mark midsummer as well. And all of these sites, apart from Newgrange, are the sites that are less visited by the masses. So what we would like to do is, with Ancient Ireland Tourism again, we'll take you to these sites. These are the sacred sites, the real sites that are not known by everyone, but known by the people in Ireland, of course.
OK, Okay, but now at the Stone of Divisions, in Gaelic, it's Oilna Meiran.
Oilna Meiran. That's the Cat Stone, which marks the precise centre of Ireland, and it's there that Eru, where the earth is laid to rest. But as Oilna Meiran, which is literally means the Stone of Divisions. And it's at this point that Ireland was divided into the five provinces. There were five provinces in ancient Ireland. There are now four: Connacht, Leinster, Ulster, and Munster. But up until the 18th century, the Kingdom of Mide was the fifth province. So from this point, you're literally standing on where the meeting point of all of the provinces of Ireland, it being the exact centre.
But now that divisions is sort of central to ancient Ireland tourism, because, you know, one time we had a concept, we were talking about the vision quests that the American native peoples practice, and there's something very unique about each of the provinces in Ireland. You know, they all bring certain characteristics. So could you tell us a little bit about those?
It was said that the legendary King of Ireland, High King of Ireland, in 100 AD, King Tuathaltochmar, divided the country into the five provinces. And he divided different sections, different purposes, different meanings. So it was that from the 1st century AD, all battle would take place in the north. And then prosperity was associated with the east. And in the south, you had music. And in the west, you had knowledge. And in the central province, the Kingdom of Mide, you had royalty. So each province and each site, each province is marked by a specific site. There are royal sites in each of the provinces. So what we would do with ancient Ireland tourism is take it to these sites, these particular sites, which mark each province, the places of assembly for each of the provinces. Going back, we know fact five and a half thousand years. We know fact these sites were built at that time.
So, you know, a lot of people, though, they tend to shy away from tours, because tours, you know, and I've taken some myself, you know, you hop on a bus with 30 other people and you go. But, you know, how is ancient Ireland tourism different? You know, what can someone expect going out with you?
Yeah, I've noticed it. And this is, again, from meeting American people over the last 3 years. And I guess with having good conversations with them, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. A lot of the feedback we'd get would be that visiting places like the Hill of Oisne and Mullingar and Loch Crewe, they don't meet another tour bus or another tour bus and another tour bus. There are certain sites, the big sites, the big blockbuster sites in Ireland. When you go there, you will meet another tour bus, another tour bus, another tour bus, and another tour bus. And you'll meet people from Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Texas. You get my drift. You're meeting all American people. Nothing wrong with that. But come to Ireland and meet the real Irish people. We will take you to the sites where you will not meet another tour bus and another tour bus and another tour bus. And we'll engage with the place and the people of the place as well. We'll meet the local people.
Well, how much of Ireland could one see on say, a one-week tour or a 10-day tour?
This is a great thing. Ireland is small. Ireland is compact. Ireland is made for a short trip. No problem at all, because you can see each of the five provinces, and we'll bring it to the key destinations in each of the five provinces. On a 5-day tour, we can go to the five provinces, absolutely. And rather than trying to tick as many boxes as possible to see all of the blockbuster sites, we'll take it at a leisurely pace. We'll do it Irish pace. Get up in the morning, we're all ready. We'll have a nice breakfast, and then we'll go and we'll keep it to two different sites per day. The sites, the journey time, the most we would be on board a bus would be 1.5 to 2 hours max. I think the whole idea of it is we're less time on the bus, hopping off and hopping on again and hopping off and taking a photograph and hopping on again. Let's take the time and spend time within those days, because we have long days in the summer. Within those days, we will be able to show you all of Ireland, the real Ireland.
So that's great, Marty. How can somebody who wants to learn more, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways of getting in touch. AncientIrelandTourism@gmail.com would be the starting point. From here, we'll be building the website, and my American agent, Ted Lloyd, will have all of his contact details available also. So contacts will be established and connections will be made.
Well, that's great, Marty. You know, we thank you today for, sharing all this information, and And for everyone listening, looking forward to seeing you on a tour soon with Ancient Ireland Tourism.
Great. Thanks, Ed.
Bye-bye.